This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Latinos and supporters marched in the streets earlier this year for reformed immigration laws. But it's been tough to register more Latino voters to make a difference in who decides immigration policy. Joining me now from member station WLIU in Southampton is Marcelo Suarez Orozco, professor of globalization and education and co-director of immigration studies at New York University. Welcome.
Thank you.
So rally organizers during that wave of immigration protests had a goal of registering 1 million voters by 2008. Is that too ambitious or not ambitious enough?
Well, if you look at the numbers, it may be not ambitious enough. Today, there are 17 million Hispanics, Latinos, who are U.S. citizens, who are over the age of 18, and thus can vote in the November election. The issue is the best estimates suggest that only about 10, maybe 10 to 12 million will be registered to vote by November, which means that there are 7 million folk who should be registering, who should be voting, who may not.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there are many barriers. It's important to keep in mind that the greatest share of the Latino vote now is native-born. In other words, these are not immigrants or newly nationalized new citizens. They are U.S. citizens who are born in our country. I think there's the process of socializing Latinos into the political culture. There is the issue of there are language issues still, even in the second generation. But I think most importantly, the opportunity to engage our citizens into making their voices heard and their votes count.
Now, in the Asian American communities and the Hispanic or Latino American communities, you have a lot more immigrants who are not naturalized as compared to blacks or whites. Is there also an effort to get people to naturalize in order to be eligible to vote?
Yes, indeed. And if you look at the whole picture, there are now over 40 million Latinos in the United States, while most of them are U.S. citizens. There's still significant numbers that upon naturalization can then be registered to vote. So I think that there is another effort there to try to help people naturalize, those of us who have been in our country for over a certain period of time and who passed the tests and the like, so they too can become voters.
Finally, what do you think the most important appeals are to Latino voters or potential voters to go out and vote? Obviously, immigration is a big issue, but what other sorts of issues resonate with Latino voters?
Well, Latino voters are not from the other side of the moon. They share a lot of the ambitions and dreams and expectations of all U.S. citizens. Jobs, I think, is an issue that is very, very high up. Education is an issue that Latinos tend to be very, very concerned because the enduring achievement gap between the Latino origin population and the mainstream population. I think immigration is an issue, of course, given that some 40% of all Latinos are, of immigrant background. So that is an issue. I think the war in Iraq continues to be an issue, security issues. Crime is an issue for Latino voters. So in many fundamental ways, Latinos, in fact, have fit in the whole range of Republican to Democratic ambitions and expectations here. Keep in mind that in the last election, 40% of Latinos voted for President Bush.
Well, I'm sure the politicians will be out courting the Latino vote, and we'll talk to you more about this soon. Thanks, Marcelo.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Marcelo Suarez Orozco is professor of globalization and education and co-director, immigration studies at New York University. He's also a regular contributor to our roundtable, which we proceed right along to.